Movies with Deb Tribe and Eddie Bannon on ABC Radio Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill.
Scene one, take one, action.
It is action, and it's been action in the studio from the moment that song played. Deb and Eddie were busy dancing around. Eddie Bannon, comedian, hello.
Good afternoon.
And Deb Tribe,
hello. Hello, Sonia. Bell bottoms.
It was it's a good song, isn't it?
It's great.
But
crop trousers.
What?
Crop trousers. Yeah.
Well, pretty tight on the top. You can tell
what's going on. Okay. Deb, you suddenly realised you were on there then, didn't you?
Sorry.
You can tell everything.
Very tight at the top and wide at the bottom.
And, of course, we also have to introduce to our movie segment. He was a teacher himself. He became a trucker. He is now our movies quizmaster, Trucker Pete. Good afternoon.
Well, hello, Sonia, Deb and Eddie. Boy, you've got some interesting topics today, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Just thinking about where we can get some red hair dye.
I don't think you need to be a redhead. They're just calling for more redheads.
Yeah. You can have amateur status.
Anyway.
You could be have trainer wheels. Now, Trucker Pete, goodness. We're talking about a heist film today. We're talking about the film Baby Driver. Is your question sort of on theme today, Trucker Pete?
Well, I do have a relevant question. I suspected Deb would be doing some research on Martin Landau because he passed away this week. So I've got a Kevin Spacey question.
Perfect.
Oh, nice.
Okie dokie. Here we go, because, of course, Kevin is in Baby Driver. How many Oscars has Kevin Spacey won, and what were they for?
Oh,
God.
Did he win American Beauty?
Oh, he may have won for American Beauty. He didn't. He should have won it for...
Usual Suspects.
Well, I was going to say he should have won it for Glengarry Glen Ross, but that was...
Great film.
Yeah, and completely snubbed by the Oscars because of the language in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but a great film.
Well, there you go. It sounds like Deb was right with American Beauty and Sonia was right with The Usual Suspect.
Did he win one for that? I thought he
got Best Supporting Actor for that, and he got Best Actor for American Beauty.
And they were the
2000.
Two.
So great. I'm gonna take all that piece of information and say the answer is 2.
Well done, all three of you are right.
Look, we like to bring in critical thinkers into our team. Don't you worry about that, Trucker Pete. Now, where are you at the moment, Trucker Pete?
Well, I've been out to soggy Langhorne Creek again today, but I've found somewhere that's got coverage, so that's a good thing.
Well, excellent to see that you're making us a priority, Pete.
Fantastic. Hey, by the way... did you know that Kevin Spacey did the grasshopper's voice in Bugs Life?
I did, and he did it very well. That was one scary character from a kid's film.
And another useless piece of trivia that I have in my vast store of stupid trivia in my head. Christopher Walken, remember he did a video for Weapon of Choice?
Yes, by...
Fatboy Slim.
Fatboy Slim. He was in competition with Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey was supposed to do it, and he didn't do it. So, yeah, could have been him doing it.
Wow.
Yep.
Good to know. Good to know. Now, will you be popping along to see Baby Driver, Pete?
No, but I will be going to see Dunkirk, so I hope you review that next week. That's entirely up to you guys.
Did you hear the crickets?
No, look, here's the thing. I put it forward. Deb, I know, doesn't like violent films, which is why I put it forward.
I do love war movies, but we just need to have a quick chat. We're going to have a quick chat.
It's in the mix.
Yeah. It's definitely going
to
come.
You didn't want to force your hand there, that's fine.
It's definitely coming up.
Isn't that Harry Styles' first film?
It is.
From
it
One
is.
Direction?
Can he act? You know all the young people's things.
I'm so up with it.
She's a believer.
Hey, Pete, you know that you've become a much-loved part of our movie segment to the point where I think you've got your own little fan club out there now, Pete. But one asks, what, in fact, cargo do you truck around? Is that the right term for what's on a truck?
Freight?
What's freight?
You know what?
Are you allowed to talk about it, or is that confidential?
I know I've got two members of my fan club. There's Karen of Wingfield and your husband, but it is classified information. As far as what I truck around,
it is classified, is it?
Very classified, but I do visit lots of farms around South Australia. But,
so, would you be visiting?
We have to just maintain some mystery.
All right.
Yes, but I can tell you this: I am the only trucker from South Macclesfield to have emceed the World Aerobics Championships. So, as far as I know. So there you go.
Absolutely nothing to do with anything.
Random
there. I'll just throw
statement
it in.
Ever.
Well, just changing the topic, but anyway.
Good on your Trucker Pete. Obviously, he's got this is what we will now call him, the enigmatic Trucker Pete from here on in. Thank you very much for that. Got to keep it close to his chest, yeah. Obviously. Trucker Pete is a welcome addition. We love having him along as part of our movie segment. Kind of wormed his way in there like my dog looking for a pat somehow. Anyway, Trucker Pete with our regular movie quiz. Today we are talking about Baby Driver. Deb, go for it.
Well, I love Edgar Wright. Can I just say it straight up front? And now,
who the hell is Edgar Wright?
He is an English director, screenwriter, producer and actor. And now that I've actually seen a picture of him, he's also a very good-looking man, which I didn't know previously, so has nothing to do with me liking his work.
Can we please stop objectifying men?
Yeah.
I am sick of women saying that it's my face that's got me on radio.
No, that's mean. But no, it just so happened to say it. He could be a Hollywood actor if he wanted to be. He's really quite good looking. But he did a lot of work in the comedy world in the early 1990s, including with Matt Lucas and David Walliams, Bill Bailey, Alexei Sayle, so those big British comedians. But I've been a huge fan of his since he directed and co-wrote a fantastic sitcom on television called Spaced.
Yep, one of the best things ever.
Same here. I was completely addicted to it.
I was.
It came out in 1998, starred Simon Pegg and Jessica Stevenson, and I made a really the way it was shot was really unique. It was very cinematic. He'd have long shadows. He made all of these references so unlike any sitcom you'd ever seen at all, no matter whether it was British, American, whatever. I just loved it.
Really smart, really funny, here was one of those things where if you knew loads about film, that'd be great, but you didn't need to know the jokes. It was funny enough.
It's about two nerdy housemates living together, and you wouldn't think it could be made
Simon
so compelling.
Pink. Surprising that comes up, isn't it?
Since Space, I've followed his career. So when he and Simon Pegg got together to keep continuing their artistic pursuits, I've been following both of them. They've both been rewarded with great success. They had the Three Flavors Cornetto trilogy that began with Shaun of the Dead in 2004, which I really enjoyed, Hot Fuzz in 2007, and The World's End in 2015. Some of them were better than others, but they were all entertaining, they were all fun, and in their own way, they were really original. And that's what I like about Edgar Wright. He's just got an original take on things, even if they've been done a million times before, like a zombie movie. He also co-wrote The Adventures of Tintin, Secret of the Unicorn in 2011, which was directed by Steven Spielberg. Don't know if either of you saw it. Fantastic animated film.
No.
You didn't think?
I
really liked it.
It got a lot of critical praise, but I thought it was, okay.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was amazing. And then he was slated to write Ant-Man, but then he left the project for creative differences, as they say. And so I was waiting for his next cinematic outing, and here it is, Baby Driver. It's a heist film that he's written and directed, and the film has two completely irresistible aspects to me. The first is it's all about music. From the very first seconds of the credits, I was in the lead character's head immediately. I've never got into a character more quickly in my life. It stars Ansel Elgort, who was in Divergent and The Fault in Our Stars, as Baby, who's a young man with tinnitus who has a passion for music, so he's always got his headphones in, but he works as a getaway driver for this rotating mob of bank robbers. And in the opening credits, we hear the music that he's hearing in his head as he's walking down the street, and he's kind of dancing in a way that I haven't done for a while, but I used to always do back in the walk person days. You remember those in the 80s?
I have to say, I do nearly the same thing. If I, like after a gig at about 10 o'clock, if I go to a bar and I don't want to be talking to anyone, I just put my earphones on and I play piano on the bar just to myself. And he does this in the film as well, whereas you're sort of listening to a great piece of music and everyone's in the video that you're doing.
Absolutely.
And that brilliant part where he's walking back from with the coffee, and there's the every now and again you see the lyrics of the song he's talking
on
the wall,
shop
sprayed
window
onto the wall.
Yep.
But it's just done really well.
Fantastic.
It's like a great video.
And it's what you do when you're standing at the lights and something amazing happens, and you kind of go, whoa, like that to the music, and you think, well, that's right. Whoops, nobody else
can hear this but me.
So it was just brilliant. So I immediately completely related to him. So it kind of didn't matter what happened with the rest of the film. I was in with him for this journey, which is great. But
just can I interrupt you there? Just only because you said one of the basic things was about this was the music. And James on our text line says, "Baby Driver's soundtrack was awesome, and I thought the opening scene was great."
Yeah,
now, you came in raving about that scene, Deb, and I you were singing along, so I think you would agree with that.
It's comment. Great.
Oh, absolutely. And also that opening scene, and the opening scene is when they're sitting outside waiting for the first heist to happen, and that was based on in 2003 he did a video with Noel Fielding, who's one of the
great
Mighty
comedians.
Boosh people. And it's nearly verbatim exactly what that first scene is about.
Yeah.
He's tapping along to the window, and he does the windscreen wipers going along to the music, and people are walking by doing things. So that first 3 minutes are basically transposed what he did about, you know, 14 years ago.
Yeah, which is I thought it was 94 he did it.
94 was the Bell Bottoms. So that was the first one that he got this idea in his head, but he actually did this video with Noel Fielding. It was Mint Royale's Blue Song.
Right. Well, anyway, that was the first irresistible aspect. The second irresistible aspect for me, being a movie lover, is his love interest in this film, a young waitress played by Lily James, that is the leading lady of the film, is called Deborah. All the films I have seen in my life, and there are thousands of them, there has never been a leading character called Deborah. So it was like,
okay. Now, I'm not sure if that's transferable to anyone else's appreciation of the film.
It's
but
me.
It is for other Deborahs.
Exactly.
The seven other Deborahs in Australia.
Exactly. The Deborahs of the world unite in loving this film.
We finally have a leading lady on screen. Now, just mentioning, of course, Kevin Spacey stars as Doc. He's the criminal mastermind who's the one that puts all these different gangs of bank robbers together.
Is he like Charlie in Charlie's Angels?
No, he's like a bad Charlie.
He's like
really
bad Charlie.
Bad Charlie.
Bad Charlie. Bad Charlie.
And also there's a loved up and dangerous couple in it. So they're partners in crime, you know, in crime and out of crime. And that's John Hamm as Buddy and his wife Darling, who's played by, I wish we could see that, Isa Gonzalez. Sonia just went, whoa.
Now, just to put it into context, John Hamm played Don Draper in Mad Men.
Now, tell you what, you put John Hamm in Bell Bottoms. Oh my goodness!
Settle down.
John Hamm. He was a really imposing figure in Mad Men, and he's transferred from the television onto the big screen so well. He's changed his physicality, and he looks sharper. He looks, I don't know, even more hungry than he looked in Mad Men.
Yeah.
He's great in this,
and
that's a thing that, I mean, you were talking about the Deborah character, who's the younger girl, and that's one thing I didn't like about the film. Buddy,
what, the name of Deb?
No, that was fantastic. I remember thinking that'll get an extra two.
And just
points.
What Deb from Moradale says, go all the Debs.
Exactly.
And someone else, I think Deborah is in an awesome mood today.
Does she say where the Debs should go?
I don't know. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, so the main thing that got me about this film was I didn't care about Baby. I didn't care about his love interest because there was no chemistry. And I think it was really shone into stark relief because Buddy, John Hamm, and his girlfriend had such chemistry. And there was so many, like there is Kevin Spacey, there's Jamie Foxx in this, John Hamm, so many actors that are so good and so good at what they do. And then the main characters and the main love interest is just flimsy compared to them.
Well, in their defence, the John Hamm...
She's called Deborah.
Gonzalez, they're a married couple that, you know, are full on. They're full on in life. You know, they take everything to the extreme, no matter what it is you think of. That's how they live life, super large. The two young love interests are young.
Juliet, but that's explosive. The fact that they're young and the fact that they're coming together should be more explosive than the older married couple. What I'm saying is, it just the comparison. I wanted the young couple to have this fire in their belly, and there was not. They were timid and they were get out.
I thought they had a genuine affection for each other, and
was
finding
Deborah
their way towards each other. No, I mean love. young love when you haven't had a love affair before and
is explosive and it's
not necessarily. We know Baby's character. He is completely inside himself.
But he has
that's
passion
established
inside
at the
himself.
Outset. Well, that's right, but it doesn't just erupt out.
Of course it erupts. That's what all young love is all about. It's about eruptions. It's actually one of the sticking points of young. You have to try and stop the eruptions. But there's no...
Okay.
No, I mean of passion, I mean.
Okay. But we might agree to disagree on this point. This feels like it's going back to that Brad Pitt, Marilyn
Cotillard
debate. Yep. Allied. But anyway, let's just move on with the film. Obviously, both Deb and Eddie disagree on the... whether this worked and the chemistry on this relationship.
But just the incendiary device in the film is the Jamie Foxx character. He's called Bats. Unlike everybody else who seems to be pretty professional at their work, he's a total loose cannon and very impulsive and nobody really knows quite what he's doing. So it's a classic heist scenario where Baby wants to get out, but there's one last job you gotta do. So it's one of those setups. Nothing original in the setup, nothing original about being a heist movie, but I loved the car chases, and I do love a good car chase. They were really good. Loved the music. And I really, it reminded me of a lot of films because Edgar Wright is a movie buff, and of course he had lots of references in it, but if you don't know about them, it doesn't matter, as you said about Spaced, same with this film. And I actually found it absolutely high-octane, entertaining, like I was in the car for 113 minutes with Baby driving. Really enjoyed it. It's got few plot problems towards the end, but I was willing to forgive them because, as usual, Edgar Wright delivered an original, fun, entertaining film.
Eddie?
Yeah, I agree that the car chases are good, but then you can get that in most other films. I love Jamie Foxx's character. He is the wild guy, but he's really good at the bad thing that he does, and he sort of keeps everyone kind of honest. And he really doesn't like Baby, so I would have loved this for him to be the bad guy. I think Kevin Spacey was completely underused. He was just, when you put Kevin Spacey in a film where he can't get his teeth into the meat of it, he kind of phones it in. I've seen this in a few films that he's done, but when he gets into it, he gets into it. And I think Bats would have been a great baddie. I don't think Kevin Spacey was allowed to be a great baddie. I agree that the elements in it are fantastic. And as with everything that Edgar Wright does, the minutia is so well done. Mm. Everything is spectacular. But this is the first time. This feels like a first album, a first film for him, for Edgar Wright. Even though he's done loads of films before, but this is the first original, directed by him, written by him, film that's happened.
All of his other films, we need to say, have been made in Britain, predominantly for a British audience, even though they've carried across.
And how American does this film feel? There's no feeling of some guy who's out of his depth. He knows exactly what he's doing. His craftsmanship, you can see it in every inch of the screen. But I think there's a mistake in this film, and I think it's that he's focusing on those little elements and not enough is put into tying it all together. I look at a film and there's great cinematography, there's great anything. There's one element that's fantastic in it. And if that takes away from the plot and the character and the film in general, then I'm just sitting there admiring a little element of the film where I'm not enjoying the film.
Okay.
And I loved the fact of getting inside someone's head with the earphones, but I thought a lot of it was contrived. I loved when he takes the earphones out of his ears, then you get this, you don't hear that bass anymore, you still hear the tinny sort of sound, and he's sharing his music with John Hamm at some stage. Some elements are great, mm-hmm. but it doesn't tie together for a film with me. I didn't care about Baby Driver.
What will you give it, Eddie?
I'll give it a 6.
Deb?
I loved Baby Driver. I cared about him. I was in the car driving with him. And, of course, extra point for Deborah, 8.5.
8.5. Well, Matt from Prospect agrees with you, Deb. Can't rave enough about the film. Jamie Foxx is excellent. Yep. Kevin Spacey is hilarious and the most ridiculous wig ever. Question, does the film Baby Driver have the Simon and Garfunkel song, Baby Driver,
song
in it?
The whole film, that's where the name of the film comes from, and we've actually got that to play.
It has it at the end, yeah.
Okay. And Karen asks, what's wrong with Deb today? She's abnormally positive about this movie.
Depends on what movie I see.
Oh, can I just say to any prospective filmmakers out there, just name the main character Deborah, and you'll get an extra point in this review.
So true. Hey, maybe not now, because there is one now.
Oh, yeah.
There is a Deborah.
It's always, is first it spelled, is always the best.
Is it spelled the same as yours?
No.
Well, there you go. Just spell it the same
D-E-B-O-R-A,
as Deb.
D-E-B-O-R-A without the H.
Deborah.
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 I'm Debra, so.
Really?
Yeah, different.
And really? That's where you're going with that?
I've spent my life having to say that. I'm Debra, not Debora.
It's true. Okay. Anyway, we're moving right along. Debraring and eruptions, we're moving right along. Deb Tribe and Eddie Bannon are talking movies today.